Hello, I am Sharon Holmes, and welcome to the She Shines podcast, where our goal is always to empower you to embrace every facet of who you are, to help you develop a beautiful balance for your life, and to encourage women to just shine. So before we go into today's show, I want to, as always, give you a moment to click that subscribe button. If you're listening on iTunes, Google Play Music, YouTube, or Spotify, go ahead and click that subscribe button so you'll get all of the latest updates to the podcast. So we just finished Thanksgiving, and I just had a fantabulous time. I mean, it was awesome. And in my house, we did it up as always, had a lot of fun. And I actually got off easy this time because my sister-in-law hosted. Shout out to you, Mel. You did a great job. Love you, girl. And so she hosted, and all I had to do was cook my dishes and bring them to her house. But how many of y'all know that my house was still company clean, right? Just in case, you never know if some change of plans. So I had to go ahead and do that thing that we Davis girls do. But on the holiday, everybody's plates were piled high with our favorite foods. And if you were lucky, you got to go back for seconds or maybe even thirds and dessert. Thanksgiving was just absolutely wonderful. And we also, in the She Shines podcast family, got a chance to do a 7-day challenge. Thank you to everybody who participated in the challenge. I mean, even from the first day, you guys were off to a running start, just being grateful. Did you get a chance to be grateful with us? Well, if not, it's never too late. The Facebook group is right there waiting to see what you are grateful for. So if you didn't get a chance to participate in the 7-day gratitude challenge, guess what? Just start today. Go to the Facebook podcast group and go ahead and start with day one. And each day, just tell us something that you're grateful for the next 7 days. And you'll have a chance to read all of the things that we put in that we were grateful for. So we're in the last days of the year now, and they say that time flies when you're having fun. And I guess that must be true because this year truly has flown past very quickly. And as I mentioned on last time, we talked about the holiday. So we're going to just stay right there, right in that same vein. And today I want to kind of just tell you a little bit about my experience. I am probably the only one who would do something like this. But as we were having Thanksgiving and enjoying our family, our friends, I looked around the room as we were eating and I noticed that we were just all different. So there were some people who had very little on their plate. Everything is separated, nothing touching. I won't call any names because I might be guilty of that too. But, you know, a separate bowl for the greens so that the juice from the greens won't touch the dressing. Yeah, some plates were like that. And then there were other plates that were just filled and overflowing, like everything was running together. The ham must have been sweet because it was sitting on top of the sweet potatoes and the dressing was right next to the lasagna. So it was turning red. That was kind of, oh, yeah, I guess that's my little disorder. But anyway, just all different types of ways that we ate. But we all had a great time. We all enjoyed ourselves. But we just did it a little bit differently. And I thought, this is kind of how life is. This is kind of how our lives are. We're all different. And some people live lives that are rather empty, not fulfilling. Nothing ever touching. There's no connection between one area of their life and another. And it's just all kind of going off in different tangents. And then there are some people whose lives are filled to the point of chaos. Like there's no time to breathe. There's no time to think. And looking at those plates and thinking about our lives, it made my mind go back to a time when we were kids. Now, when we were children, we did have table rules. Now, I had a real cool mom. She was a strict mother, but she loved us. So she was cool at the same time. So we didn't have a lot of table rules, but one of them was that you didn't go back and get second helpings of something until you finished the first helping. Like if you got whatever you got on your plate, finish that first, baby, and then you can come back and you can get a second portion if you didn't get filled. Now, my mom was not like this, thank God. But some moms have rules where you don't get up from the table until you finish your plate. I remember an episode of The Cosby Show where Rudy didn't like Brussels sprouts. And she ended up sitting there from, you know, dinner time until late in the evening because she wouldn't eat the Brussels sprouts. Some moms are like that. Like, you do not get up until you are finished with what's on your plate. Now, you can get however much you want, but you better finish it or you won't be able to leave the table. Now, was that your mom? Okay, now tell the truth. Maybe you're that mom, where you have those rules that if you don't clear that plate, you don't get up from the table. Well, what if life was like that? What if your life was a plate? What would be on it? Would it be so empty that you would leave the table hungry? Would your plate of life be so empty that you would always end up being unfulfilled, desiring something new to eat that you could never have? Or would your plate of life be so full that it would just be utterly chaotic, where everything just runs together, where there are no boundaries, everything is fair game, and there's open season for everything? Or would it be like I like mine, neatly separated, has boundaries where we can have the things that we enjoy, but yet have boundaries so that everything doesn't run together. So there is separation and it gives you a time for a break. Well, at least that's what I strive for. I can't tell you that I always hit that, but that's what I'm always striving for. Would your plate be filled with only the things that you love, whether they were good for you or not? What would your plate look like? If life was a plate, what would be on yours? So I figured, you know what? Let's just have some fun with this one. If you could choose one food to describe your life, what would that be? So I'm going to send you to the Facebook group because I got to know if you could choose just one food to describe your life, what food would you choose? Would you say, hey, it's all gravy? Or would you say, my life is sweet as pie? Or would it be something in between? Go to the She Shines Podcast Facebook group. That is facebook.com/groups/She Shines Podcast. And leave me a note. Let me know what food you'd use to describe your life. I can't wait to read. I'll eat lunch first, though, so I won't be hungry while I'm reading it and looking at all the pictures, right? And I know, you know, that I'm being a little silly here today, but I really want us to be conscious. I want us to be conscious of what we have on our plate of life. What are we filling our lives with? What if there were table rules to the plates of life, like there were table rules when we were children? What if we couldn't leave this year until we cleaned our plate? That would be horribly sad because probably some of us would never cross over into the new year. There's just too much stuff there for us to eat in so little time. What if we couldn't have seconds until we finished what was already on our plate? What if there was something like a new dish that we really wanted to add to our plate of life, but until we made room for it, we couldn't? What's on our plate that needs to be moved to make room for that? What would we miss out on if we didn't get to add something new until we cleared off what was old? So as we approach the final days of this year, I really just want to remind you, this is a reminder to myself and a reminder to you to be conscious and watch what you're eating. Okay, I know we talk about health and fitness, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what things you've allowed on your plate. Sometimes we're juggling so much that we don't have time to take time for any one thing that means something to us. So I just want to remind us and encourage us, even before we leave this year, to watch what we're eating. Ask yourself, is my plate only filled with what's good to me? Or is it filled with what's good for me? Maybe your life has been filled with what's good to you. That's excessive shopping. That's missing work excessively. Those types of things don't necessarily feed our life. Those things can be very detrimental to us. Never taking time to take care of ourselves, self-care, Self-care, ladies, it's important. What if we only did things that were healthy for us and never got a chance to enjoy life? What if we worked 24/7? Well, we make money to pay for the Range Rover that we have. We make money to pay for the home that we live in the beautiful suburb, but we have no time to spend with the beautiful children that we have. So ask yourself, what is on my plate? Is it all what's good to me? Is it all what's good for me, or is there a great balance of those two? And that's what we're about here at She Shines Podcast. We want to have a balance in life. Yes, we want to enjoy those things that we love, but then we also want to do the things that are necessary for us to do. When you look at your plate of life and everything that you've piled on there, from the work duties to the home duties to the chores to the civic groups that we're in, to church, to activism, and all of the other things that are a part of our life, look at it all as a total. If it were a plate, would this food help me to grow stronger? Or will it just pack on extra pounds that I'll have to carry around for another year until I work up the confidence to go into the gym and do something about it? This is really our lives, ladies. We've got to think about it, and we've got to make a conscious effort to clear off some of the items on our plate that are just taking up space. Have you noticed that there are some things that we do just because we fall into a comfortable rut? And it's not something that feeds us. It's not something we want to do. It may not even be something that's necessary to do, but we're just comfortable doing it. This is just what I do. But like the food that we really don't care for, so we take a bite or two and we leave it sitting on our plate until we're ready to throw it away, don't just let things sit on your plate of life like we do that food. No, go ahead and clear it off. Throw it away if you have to. Wash that plate so you can start off clear. When we clear the clutter from our lives, when we clean off our plates, we make room to receive the best things that the new year has for us. If we carry everything we have on our plate now into the new year, then we staunch opportunities because we can't take on any new opportunities, not having time because we're dealing with everything that we've brought over from the previous year into the new year. So how will you make the final days of this year count? This year is your plate, and you've already filled it. We're almost to the end. Dinner is almost over. How will you make the final days of this year count? I'm going to send you right back to the She Shines Podcast Facebook page, and I want you to drop me a meme or GIF, that works too, and let me know what you're taking off your plate before we hit the new year. I want to know what things you said, you know what, I heard you sharing loud and clear, and I'm getting rid of this because I really didn't like it anyway, and I'm ready for something new in the new year, so I'm willing to give this one up so I can have something new. Drop me a meme or a GIF. Let me know what that is. And then you know what? While you're there, you might as well just tell us what you're making room for in the new year. I don't care what it is. If it's a new house, new car, new baby, more peace of mind, whatever it is, like drop us a GIF or a meme. Let us know what you really want to happen in your new year that you're going to make room for, because guess what? It's just as simple as accountability. Once you speak that thing out and you say, hey, this is what I'm going to start to prepare for, something magical happens. Do you know life moves in the directions of your words? So when you say, hey, I'm going to get rid of this and make room for that, guess what? Things start to shift in your life, and actually that becomes a reality. So I want to thank you for listening to the She Shines Podcast today, where our goal is always to empower you to embrace every facet of who you are, to help you find that beautiful balance for your life and your life's plate, and above all, to encourage you to shine, honey. Now, if you're a woman who shines and you want to see somebody else shine too, don't be stingy. Share this podcast with them. Help us build this community so we have some sisters that we can go to when we need a little bit of help clearing the clutter off our plate. If you haven't done it already, join the sisterhood on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/group/SheShinesPodcast. Join in the conversation. Don't forget to drop those memes and gifts to let me know what you're giving up and what you're getting ready for. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. That will keep you informed of all of the great new episodes that I've got coming your way. I am your host, Sharon Holmes. And until next time, clear the plate. Let's get ready for something new, because guess what? I'm going to shine, and I want you to shine too.